Oh, God. It's you. You're here. Oh, I can't believe it's you. I actually found you. Oh, well, I know we live in the same compound, but it's so hard to get around here when you're drunk. This building is huge, and I just kept getting lost. It doesn't matter that I've lived here for years. When I'm drunk, everything gets all. You know? True. I don't drink often, but, well, you know Eureka, right? Oh, yeah, of course you do. We're all part of Paradox Legion together. You two are actually good friends, right? I mean, I see you two hanging out a lot, and you seem to get along. Actually, I never asked, but now that I'm thinking about it, you two aren't, never mind, that's not what we were talking about. You were asking about, what were you asking about again? Sorry, I forgot. Right, you were asking why I was drinking. So, Eureka was curious about how alcohol affected all of us with, psychic and mind-related powers, and I agreed to help out. So, for the past couple of hours, Eureka has been measuring our alcohol intake and the absorption rate and blood alcohol concentration and whatever other big fancy words they were saying. At first, I could keep up, but after about, 2 hours, I started to not really care, so I just kept drinking and doing whatever they asked me to do. But since, I have illusion and mind manipulation powers, they started to affect me because I'm drunk and don't have as good control as I usually do. Oh, so I was putting myself in illusion. Eureka could explain it in a more sciencey way than me, but since I'm the one who has to deal with it. With, whenever I get drunk. Yeah. lots of different kinds at first. It was small illusions, like seeing things in the wrong places or floating. When I started drinking even more, they got just weirder. Like the bottles start glow and got wings and the ground turned to ocean and I'm standing on top of it. Oh, but then the illusion started to wear off and then I started seeing all these really pretty dragonflies. Their wings looked just like those really cool, colorful windows. Yeah, the ones the ones that make everything really pretty. Yeah, stained glass, that's it. That's it. That's what I was thinking about. Fuck, you're so smart. You always know what I'm talking about. Oh, right. I was telling you a story. So anyway, there were tons of butterflies and there were some lightning bugs too. They were everywhere and they kept whispering to me. Like, yeah, they were talking. They kept telling me that I needed to find you. That so I could tell you, how I feel about you, of course. Oh, wait. I meant to give you these first. Ta-da! Here, I got some flowers for you. Yeah, when I was wandering outside trying to find your room, I accidentally managed to get outside, but then I found some nice flowers to give you. So I think it all worked out in the end, though. Apparently it was raining outside, and I didn't notice until someone pointed out when I came back in. Oh my God, it's just harder for me to tell reality from my illusions when I'm drunk, you know? I can't even tell that I just went out in the rain, even though they were all like saying that I was so. Oh shit, yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm getting water everywhere. Oh my God. Here, take it. Oh, you're looking at me weird. What? Never seen a drunk person before? What's wrong? Hmm? Yeah, I'm sure they're flowers. Why? Am I? Wait. They're not flowers? What the fuck did I get you? Oh my, what the? Oh, dandelions, tall grass, tumbleweed, and stalks of wild mint? Really? But they look just like roses. Oh, this is embarrassing. Oh, man. I mean, I know how my powers work. It's just so weird to be able to experience what my powers do to people. It's been years since I've gotten training for them. Oof, really, like, I was just a kid last time something like this happened. Oh, it's so embarrassing. I should probably just go. No, I'm not gonna stay here and make you babysit me. I'm a grown adult. And I can find my way back to my room on my own. Just let me go so I don't embarrass myself anymore. I'm still going to leave. I have to wait until all the dragonflies get out of my way. I know they're not real. It's just they look so real, you know? Like, even though I know I'm the one that's, like, you know, mind creating them, I just don't have the mental attitude. Yeah, that mental fortitude. Oh, I don't have the mental fortitude to keep myself from falling for my own illusions. When we were younger, oh god, do you remember, like, the same stuff used to happen whenever I got sick too? Do you remember that? Exactly. I never came out of my room when I was sick as a kid. Because when I got sick or weak or injured, I couldn't... Oh, man. I couldn't control any of my abilities. My abilities would get out of control, and I would be caught in them. Sometimes I'd even accidentally get other people trapped in them. Someone would usually end up getting hurt, and I'd always feel terrible afterwards. Oh, fuck, what the hell did I drink? No, I really should leave. Give me a second to try and, like, get my mind together enough to convince me to walk through this huge crowd of really shiny bugs, even though I know they're not real. I can't get my rational mind to think that, and it won't let me walk through that. Oh, this was a mistake. Yeah, fuck it. You're right. It seems like I'm stuck here for the time being. At least until this illusion wears off. I'm just gonna be here with you. But, something tells me that the dragonflies probably aren't going anywhere anytime soon. Jesus. Hmm? Oh, because they're still telling me that I need to tell you how I feel, so I bet they're gonna, like, be around for a long time. Yeah. No, they'll be around for a good long while, because I don't really want to tell you how I feel. Then again, I'm an unholy level of drunk, and you're clever enough to ask the right questions that'll get me to spill everything without a second thought. You've always been good at that. Oh, and if I end up telling you everything, I'll tell you absolutely everything, which it'll take forever, since my emotions are complex. Oh, is there a cute little kitty there? Oh, hi, buddy. Hey, buddy. Sorry. I'm intruding, I know. I really should go back, but fucking goddamn those bugs. Hate you. No, I don't hate you. I could never ever hate you. But, yeah. Given everything that I've done and how I act around you, I understand why you think that. Actually, I think I was hoping that you would think that. I was counting on it. No, I'm not telling you that answer that easily. If you want it, you're gonna have to trick me into telling you. I'm sure you'll think of something. It's not like I'm going anywhere anyway. Sure, thanks. Do you mind if I take a seat on your chair there? So, yeah, alright. Ooh, wow. Oh, man. Not gonna lie, it feels good to sit down. Oh, shut up. So what if I'm more polite when I'm drunk? What's that matter, Annie? Oh, hello, kitty. Oh, look, see? Kitty likes drunk me. Oh, thank you, though, for letting me come in. And quit laughing, okay? It's good manners to say thank you when you're in someone else's space. And cuddling their kitty. Actually, yes. Please, some water sounds really good right now. Oh, man. Oh, wow. In a straw and everything, huh? I guess so. I mean, it's not like I'm gonna in danger of splashing myself in the face with the other cows. Just sit up and drink. Thanks. My throat was starting to feel dry. I mean, I assume from the liquor? I don't drink often. I mean, which is probably for the best, since I'm clearly one well-phrased question from spilling my guts right here and now. God damn, this chair. You need a new chair, man. What is up with this chair? Oh, I know that. It won't be hard for you to trick some answers out of me, but that doesn't mean I'm going down without a fight. You're going to have to actually try if you want some answers out of me. Because it's awkward and embarrassing, so I'm going to avoid it for as long as I can. Come here, kitty. Oh, you're so kitty. Oh, you're so cuddly. Oh, yeah, yes. Don't laugh. Because I don't want to express my emotions to you like that. Especially not while I'm like this. Well, you know, drunk, holding a handful of garden variety weeds and some mint soap to the bone. Speaking of which, sorry if I'm getting your chair wet. And your carpet wet. Fuck, sorry. Your cat's wet too. Sorry. Why did I say weeds and mint? Because mint isn't a weed? I don't know. I figured you, of all people, would know that. Are you kidding? Because you love mint. You've always loved mint. I remember when we were little, when they would take us outside for sparring practice, you would always sneak back in and hide it under your pillow. Fuck, I could smell that from a mile away. During the overthrowing of the, you know, the old council, you would put mint leaves in your mask to hide the smell of blood and decay. Like, everyone knew. To this day, I know you chew on mint leaves when you're feeling emotional or stressed about it. Well, I don't know why you chew on them, but I just know you do. I don't know, it just seems so obvious that you liked mint. I mean, especially after I kept seeing it. And then, you know, once you see it, you can't miss it. And I couldn't not notice it. So now, whenever I think of mint, I think of you. And that's why I can't look at mint, even though I like it too. (sighs) No, of course not. I already told you that I don't hate you. I can't look at Mint because every time I fucking see it, it reminds me of you and how much we've been through together and how much we haven't been through together because I couldn't come near you while I was trying to get everything under control. I couldn't come near you, I couldn't talk to you. There were days I couldn't even think about you because that mere thought of you, my head would spin and I started to hallucinate and I kept getting hurt by my own damn fucking illusions. Like, you'd no idea. I kept getting hurt and I knew why. I knew it was because I was thinking of you, but I couldn't stop and I didn't want to stop because thinking of you may have been painful, but it made everything just a little more bearable because I. Fine. You caught me. I'm starting to spill like I'd burst damn, and now I can't seem to stop. So before you ask me any more questions, I'm gonna stop you there and just. I'll start from the beginning. There's no other way to explain all this and have it make sense. So just let me get it all out in the open before you say anything. Can we both agree to that? Does Kitty want to agree to that? Yes, Kitty. I gotta get in bed? Oh, fucking, god damn it. Yeah, no, man, this chair sucks. All right, well. All right. But, let's, at least get under the covers. I mean, it's hard. I mean, man. I am cold as hell. And I want to be able to bury myself in the sheets. So, I'm going to bed. Haley's hot, not cold. Shut up. You know what I mean. Did I not say that? What do you mean? I thought I said I was cold as hell. Wait, what? Did I? Wait, hold on a second. What? Oh my god, you know, I wish we didn't have these incredibly high metabolism rates so I could be more drunk while dealing with this. Oh wait, that's right. You didn't get the really good metabolism, only I did. Hey, hey, no, gross. Don't flick my tongue. Just because you're jealous that I get double servings when Longshot makes breakfast doesn't mean you get to flick me about it. Ow! Fine, I'll start talking. Fucking no need for the third degree. Oh boy. God, I really do wish I had a few more drinks for this. I know you're not going to give me more, which is rude of you since you know my metabolism is running through the alcohol faster than you can hit a still target. But I'll suck it up and tell you anyway. Just, yeah, while I'm doing this, don't interrupt me. Okay? Okay, so to explain this with as much detail as I can, I guess I need to start by telling you what I'm explaining, which, as we already said, are my feelings for you. To be more specific, my feelings of distinctly not hatred. However, you already said you have good reason to think I hate you, and I agree with you. So, I'm gonna explain from the very beginning why I need you to hate me. It's called stating the thesis. Look it up. I said no interrupting, so kindly shut the fuck up. So, all right. Oh god, I definitely don't want to drink some more water. Thank you for the straw, by the way. It is very considerate. All right. So we've known each other for a while. For as long, I mean, I just for. Or as long as I can fucking remember, right? Or as far back as we can trust our memories to go. That's a fair statement, all right? All right. So we've known each other ever since our abilities were released. Oh, hell, even before there were abilities to be released. When we were little, we were nameless kids being observed to see if we could be weapons, and we were friends. Best friends. Or, what was it we always said? Bestest friends for life, forever. Either way, we were close. Just like all of us unnamed were. Then as we got older, the experiment started. I don't even remember most of them. I was too young. They started to figure out which ones of us were going to be able to handle having abilities. They started sorting us. Those who could physically handle their abilities and those whose bodies were consumed by them. I remember it all happening. That's the first time we all got our own rooms, and we were all so excited. It wasn't until we saw them carrying out the dead bodies at dawn every morning that we realized why they were separating us. They were trying to keep us from seeing each other die. They told us that it was to protect us, but it felt like it was so we wouldn't gross off because we were comforting our friends in their final moments. They let us see the bodies anyway, so who were they protecting? What were they protecting? Besides the ideas of their hardened weapons with no heart or head of their own. Ugh, fuck. But let's ignore my feelings for a minute, okay? We've already talked about this before, and I know that all of us on the Prophecy Unit are on the same page. I don't want to get emotional this early in the talk. I know it'll happen eventually, but I can't start getting choked up this quickly. But, as you remembered, after that, we were all separated as they tried to figure out who had which abilities. When we were taken away from each other, I think we all thought it would only be for a while. I remember thinking that since we were all staying in the same building, we would see each other again soon. Maybe a month at most, I thought. But then 1 month turned into two, and 2 months turned into three. Day by day passed, and I realized that this time is different. This time was going to be much longer than the others. And it was. It was several years longer. Each day dragged by painfully slowly, and after we realized I had the ability to create illusions, the training made each day hurt even more. I missed everyone. Especially you. And as I got older and my abilities began to advance, the scientists became excited with how my powers were developing. They kept saying that they'd never seen a psychic powered like me before, that my abilities were more advanced than any of the other members. I'd be fucking sitting on the medical table swinging my legs because I was too small to reach the ground, listening as they told me that I could become the perfect weapon for infiltration and field combat. Like, I could hardly even listen to what they were saying. I barely even understood. All I could think was how cold it was in there and how much I wanted to go outside and play in the sunlight instead. I was just a kid. We all were. And you know, for years they would test my powers, same as the rest of you, except they would try to get me to hurt people, to warp their minds and perception, you know what I mean. So they would try to get me to dig into people's minds and make reality seem to be different than it was. They would try to get me to do it to anyone and everyone, like the fucking technicians, the medical staff, hell, even the other scientists when they could. And I hated it. But it worked because I couldn't control who saw what illusions or if they saw anything at all. But they said that using my illusions on real people was the only way to advance my abilities and master them enough to get them under control. So I did. They insisted I try to do it to everyone I could, at every chance I got. Hell, when we were brought back to the main building on the complex, finally able to live all together for the first time in years, they tried to get me to try it on all of you. I mean, they couldn't make me do anything anymore, not since we had completed our training with them, but they kept trying to kindly suggest it, just so they could see if my illusions would have a different effect on other people with released abilities. I always told them that I wouldn't, and I never did. I never wanted to find out what would happen if I did. And that's why I stopped spending time with everyone. I guess I was scared. So fucking scared that if I ever lost control of my powers for even a second, I'd lose control and grab onto someone's mind and just... Ugh. I was horrified that I'd do something that I couldn't fix. That no one would be able to fix. What if I just couldn't stop myself and dug into their brains and just pulled? Just let my powers tear and rip at everything that holds their minds together. I wouldn't have been able to live with myself after that. I don't know what I would have done, especially if it was to anyone in the unit. I mean, fuck, I grew up with all of you guys, and if I had even mildly invaded your mind without your permission, I don't know if I could have kept going if I did that. No, keep, let me talk. I know I'm drunk, just fucking let me talk. Okay, so as we all got older, I started to gain some control over my abilities, especially after we overthrew the council. My own mind wasn't attacking me that much, and I was figuring out how to build up some, what was that word? Fuck, can't remember. You know, what's that word again? Defenses, I guess, defense. Is that word right? I was getting better at reining in the stronger parts of my abilities, and as I worked more with them, I realized that I could have complete control over them. I could even start to be around everyone again, and for longer periods of time than before. But the complete control thing, yeah, it comes with some strict rules that I have to follow if I wanted it to work. Well, rules like no excessive drinking, for one. As you can see, I am much more of a walking hazard in this state. When I'm drunk like this, I have no control over how my abilities work or what they show people. Usually I have enough control that I can keep the range on what I affect to just myself, but would that change if I were to black out? Yes. Do I usually get that drunk? Of course not. Anything like drugs, alcohol, even over-the-counter medication that might have certain side effects, like all of these things are strictly against the rules. It's not guaranteed that anything will happen when I'm on these. In fact, there are good odds that I'll be able to make sure I'm the only one affected by melodies. But, I mean, there's still a chance that I could lose my hold onto them. And I don't take chances. You know that. Everyone knows that. But, along with the uppers and downers and medicine with strong side effects, there's other emotional factors that I have to account for. Well, I guess when I say emotional factors, I mean emotions that are, well, almost any emotion, really. Any strong emotion that can get a reaction out of me. Joy, despair, rage, fear. Just anything with a strong enough impact on me that it would cause me to. It's hard to find the words to describe this, but I guess any emotion that could invoke a physical reaction. An increase in my pulse, a change in my respiratory rate, the tensing of my muscles. Any emotion that is strong enough that I could have a physical response. Does that give you an idea of what I'm talking about? Okay, good. So it's really important that I keep these emotions in check, because if I get too lost in them, I might accidentally... Well, I'm sure you get it by now. Unlike alcohol or like other things, emotions make it harder to keep them to myself. I'm sure you remember a few times during the uprising that my anger got the best of me and what happened because of it. Exactly. When I was younger, that was especially hard to control. Now that I'm older, though, emotions like anger and fear are easier to control. It's almost second nature at this point. The problem is that now I'm feeling so many positive emotions, and I honestly don't know how to deal with them. like excitement, you know? Do you remember when we took down the final council member together? I tore into their mind while you buried your claws and dug into their gut. I felt their life slipping away while I dug through their memories. And right before they died, I found the codes to the sanctuaries. Just, you know, one of the many things they were so proud of. One of the cruel ways they had kept us under their control. But they weren't proud then. No. They were scared. Scared. And angry. And devastated. I felt the dread in their mind when they realized that the council had lost and that they were going to die there with your hands pulling them apart while I stole the information that would give us back everything they'd stolen from us. They wanted to control us even in their death, but they couldn't. We'd won. We were free. And, you know, when I felt them realize that in their dying moments that they had failed, I was ecstatic. My brain was buzzing, and I remember hearing you say something about how it had been the first time you'd seen me smile in years. Then I remember you screaming. I remember the pain on your face. And then I remember you falling to the ground with blood just fucking gushing from your nose and ears. I didn't even realize I'd lost control again until it was too late. You were out for 3 weeks. While the rest of the unit was visiting the sanctuaries, reviving everyone and recovering everything that they could, we were here. You fighting for your life against your conscience, and me crying crocodile tears because I was the reason you might not wake up. Those were the three longest weeks of my entire goddamn fucking life, waiting to see if you'd live. I don't think anyone ever told you this, mainly because I told them, I begged them not to, but I spent every second of those 3 weeks in the medical wing just fucking hoping that you were going to make it. Every single one of those seconds, I got more and more and more nervous that you wouldn't. But God, I could not let myself know that I thought that. So I spent the entire time just watching your vitals, hoping to see some sign, any sign, that you were waking up while I thought about you. You know, when I thought about you, when I'm thinking about you. I realized something. I realized that there is a lot to think about. I mean, we've known each other for longer than we've known which direction the sun sets in. I know you like I know... Fuck. I know you more than I know anything else in this world. You occupy such a huge part of my mind, and I didn't even notice it until I didn't have you around to make me use that part of my brain. It makes everything feel off, and I can't explain why. I didn't have to think of comebacks to whatever snarky comments you made, you know? I didn't need to think about sparring strategies that I could use to exploit your weaknesses. I couldn't ask you for updates on the statuses of everyone else and make sure we both knew each other's next steps. Most of all, I didn't have to avoid you. It was so bizarre. I'd spent years trying to avoid you as much as possible, but now that I finally could, I didn't want to. I wanted you back. I wanted you alive and well and right here with me, and I never wanted to leave you again. Can you believe that? We'd been so cool to each other for so many years, for most of our lives by that point. Yet there I was, half delirious because I hadn't slept in days, because every time I closed my eyes, I saw you lying on that fucking hospital bed. I was shaking and exhausted and bordering on collapsing from taking such shitty care of myself. But all it took was me realizing that I wouldn't be able to live without you. That all it took to have me fucking breaking down. You know, that's all it took to have me fucking breaking down right beside you. And you know what? I started crying like I hadn't cried in years. I grabbed your hand and wept for hours, choking on my own words, because some desperate part of me hoped you'd hear them and wake up. Then I said the words I never meant to say. I love you. I said them, and then I broke even further than I thought I could, because I meant them. I meant them so much, I thought that I might die if you did. So I kept saying them because I didn't know what I would do if you didn't hear me saying them and didn't wake up. I said it over and over until my throat was raw and I lost my voice. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I don't even know how long I said it until I fucking heard everything start to go off. Your heart rate spiked, and so did your brain activity. I was so scared. I was worried you were dying. And then I saw your eyes open. Just for a second, before I was pulled away. So the medical team could see if you were all right. For a second, I couldn't believe it. You were alive. Worse for the wear, but alive. I just remember hearing them say that you were going to make it, and that they'd stabilized your condition, even though you'd passed again. I'm sorry, no, I don't mean passed like dead. I mean like you passed out. I mean, obviously, you're not dead. You're still here. Shut up, I'm still talking. Anyways, so you were breathing, and your heart was beating, and you displayed the first responses to stimulus in months. It felt nearly too good to be true, knowing that you were alive. And with the state I was in, I couldn't handle that much emotion. I mean, it was emotion that got you there in the first place. I was so elated, and I was so fucking happy that I lost control of my emotions again. I knocked myself out cold, along with everyone in the lobby. When I woke up a few days later, I was the one in the hospital bed, and you'd been cleared to return to living in the main building again. When I'd asked what happened, they'd explained that it was something similar to what had happened when I knocked you out, but since I was in a, and I quote, shitty state of health, the effect it had on everyone was weaker. But it still hurt people, and I realized that I'd spent so long learning to control all of my negative emotions that I didn't learn how to handle the positive ones. And I realized that before I acted on any of these feelings, I needed to learn to control them. Or not exactly control them, but keep them from, like, you know, lashing out. So I started keeping my distance again. I thought that it would only be a little while before I learned how to get them all figured out and reined in. I mean, it was only a while since, you know, it's not exactly a new subject to me, but, like, getting the actual confidence to express anything again, that took a while. I kept telling myself that today I'll tell you how I feel. And then I didn't. What if I lose control again? I kept asking myself. Because it can happen. What if my control isn't as good as I think it is? And so I kept delaying. For longer than I'm going to admit. Then today, Eureka had us drink for the experiment, and I guess that was all the liquid courage I needed. So I walked my happy ass down here, after getting lost a few times, obviously, so I could tell you how I feel. Of course, now that I'm here, I'm regretting all of this, but there's no way to back out now, is there? So, here it is, all of it, once and for all. I don't hate you. I could never hate you because I love you. I am desperately in love with you, and I have for so long that I can't imagine not loving you. I just couldn't keep going on like this without telling you. Oh man, I'm sure this is all a lot for you to take in, and I wouldn't blame you if you didn't want me to talk to you again. But, you know, like I said, I just had to let you know. That's really all I wanted to say. I'm gonna see myself out, so thank you for the cat. Water. Perfect. Great. I hope you have a good, Was there something you needed from me? Why did you just kiss me? What do you mean? No, I don't. I need you to tell me. Just say it for me. Please? You mean that? That you love me too? Oh my fuck, I can't believe it. How didn't I notice? Were we just too busy trying to hide our own feelings that we never realized each other's? You love me. You actually love me. For how long? Well, why didn't you say anything? Fuck. You're right. I probably would have thought you were joking. God, I'm such a moron. Actually, I was a moron, but now I finally got it right. Just this one time, I got it right. Can I kiss you again now that I've got my head out of my ass? Hey, I never want to be apart from you ever again. I want to be with you for the rest of our lives. please stay with me? Of course I will. You stay with me, and I'll stay with you. You and me, together, until this world drags us to our grave, and it's gonna have to fight me if it wants you. Mm-hmm.